Firstly, we'll dedicate tonight the Rafua Shalema Michal Ariella Basara and Shira Chaya Basinda Peral. Said Rafua Shalema Sof Shara Chali Yisrael B'Karuf. Amen. The times of the year, as a Yid, are supposed to give us a tzura, a formation as a klal, like as a nation, and as pratim, each one of us. I remember seeing Pesach time, how the mitzvahs of Pesach, Bedikas Chametz, has both its halachos, but the tzura of, you know, getting rid of the Yetzer Hara. So everything that we do the entire year is supposed to lead us to kind of an Eved Hashem look. Somebody who is fulfilling Hashem's ratzon has a certain tzura, and what are the ingredients that makes up a person to become this Eved Hashem? Torah and mitzvahs are not just information and actions, but like we have the Sefer, Mesilas Yesharim, that there's a path here. There's, as the Zohar says, Eitzos Lidvekas. There's a direction, a goal for every single one of us to become something, and for Klal Yisrael, which is something that will become even more. That being said, growing up, there was one day in the summer which was the worst day of every single summer, because it was the most boring day of the whole year that had 3 weeks of leading up, and then another 9 days which was even more difficult, and then finally came that day. There was no night activity in Camp Marsha, there was no day activity, there was no afternoon activity, there was no swim. There was no nothing, and there was this sad play that you just sit there shining your flashlights on the ceiling because all the lights were out anyway. That was way back. Then you graduate a little bit, and you start letting, I mean, this is when we wrote letters. I actually was around then. It's like every week you're supposed to write a letter to your parents, and nobody did it, so Tisha B'Av came. You had plenty of time to write letters home, catch up on all those things you're supposed to do. And make tzitzis. Tzitzis making is something that we associate Tisha B'Av with. Okay, a little more serious. I realized I should probably prepare for this day. As a waiter in Camp Masora, I would put on a button-down shirt. I may have also, you know, whatever, prepared in ways that were not Al-Pi, the Shulchan Aruch, for Tisha B'Av. In looking more, whatever. Fine. So then we finally get past that, hopefully. And we realize that it's a sad day. And we all hear about the shir, or go to the shir, on those couple daf and meseches gittin. Or we learn the Hilchos Avelos. And then we watch the Chafetz Chaim video. And that is Tzuras Tisha B'Av, I think. For many people at many stages. But the question that our Helig Shebehelig Chabura is going to investigate is, what is the Avoda here? And what type of Roshem am I supposed to come away with? That I will never be the same after this Tekufa. Not I will think about all year how boring the day was, or whatever it was we used to go through it. So I've made reference in the past to the Kuntres Today program, and I figured this is the time to describe in detail what happened with the Kuntres Today program. In Yeshiva's Mir, almost every day there's new Sfarim that are being placed outside the Beis Medrash. So the Sfarim will cost you like 40, 50 shekel, but there's also Kuntreses that will be for anywhere between 2 shekel to like 10 shekel. So my criteria in buying a Kuntres was, if I hadn't bought one that day yet, so I was good to go. I mean, I had to have a certain level of, like, I'm probably going to learn this. And eventually I became more selective because they were just coming and coming and coming. So I think the one that may have started it was this one over here. Beis Kodshenu V'Sifarteinu. I think it's written by the son of Rav Asher Zelig Rubinstein. I just forgot what his first name is. It was so good that if Zach is interested, I picked up a lot of copies, a couple of them, for the purpose of making a chabura, or maybe even for like a little gemach. And then once I said, whoa, these countries are unbelievable. That, like, you never know. And they don't even make it across the seas because, like, you can't really ship this into a farm store, so you won't see this. But, like, in Eretz Yisrael, they're everywhere. So that was 1 year towards the time of Tammuz and Av, and this whole Tekufa was basically changed to Sefarteinu. Then another year, I think, from the same Mechaber, was Sefer Uvalitzion Goel. Once I saw there was this Mechaber, so, you know, we're very Mako in the program. And then another year, more on the Inyanim of the Mikdash itself, Kitzur Seder HaAvoda, step-by-step guide to the Avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. These are all tremendous and unbelievable.
What about the same guy?
These two are, and I think I may have some other stuff, Shar Beis Hashem, Shar Gal Sugula. There's also a Shar Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael. And one that I haven't gotten to yet is Our Lost Treasure by, I'm not even sure who, but I stocked up for Chaim Dov Lieben from Modi'in Elite. Either way, so in terms of getting the Yomtif, there's 100 Shavuos and Purim and Rosh Hashanah and the whole year. Fine. So in terms of what avoda we have this time of year and what type of roshem it's going to have on us, two things we're after. One is a clarity that we are missing something, and what is it that we're missing? And two is that we should walk away from this time of year begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashivenu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva Chadesh Emenu Kekedem L'Shuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom, that this should be something that is constantly on our mind. So in terms of the first question of what we're missing, Rav Pinkus and Shabbos Malkasa says that we used to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's address in this world. We knew where to go. Just today, there's a lot of Siyata Dishmaya like this, that when you're learning things, it comes up in other places. In Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, it speaks about not just Beis HaMikdash, but it speaks about Beis Elokeinu. Beis Elokeinu. This is a place on earth that's called Beis Elokeinu. You have Beis Feldman, you got, you know, Beis Steinberg, that Beis Elokeinu. What was going on in Beis Elokeinu? You will not believe what was going on in Beis Elokeinu. He describes here pages and pages, and hopefully we'll learn some of it together another time, but there was a fire from Shemayim that descended. He describes it like this. Yochol lahargish modes hashchina hashorasham. You could feel the shchina in Beis HaMikdash. Kol ha'am rav mishkan kisha ish yotza v'achles ha'karbanos. Umyad nafla p'neim. He fell on their faces. Kach gam v'ayis risho nafla ish min ha'shamayim. A fire came straight down from Shemayim. Minish aral mizbech revutza ka'ari. It was like a lion. Fire lion standing there. V'ayis ha'bara kachama was clear as day. V'ayish ba'mamish. It was mamish. V'ocheles lachin ki yaveshim ve'ena ma'al ashan. It was mamish, a fire. It didn't look like strange at all. It looked like this lion made out of fire, of course. V'chol b'nei Yisrael ro'im b'redes ha'esh v'kavod Hashem al abay sukhu v'apayim arza. And they all saw the pasuk divrei yom. Gam b'ay sheni ha'esh kazeh al gam b'mizbeach. That by sheni, it wasn't as it looked like a kelev. Kach gam ro'es ha'urim b'tumim. Imagine, they would go and ask Hashem questions and get answers. Nevi'im, the whole thing. Uvechol Beis HaMikdash, yochel lahargish b'chush. You could feel with your senses, es kvod melech machayam lachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as you're all thinking, there's many, many different examples. I tried to find the wildest ones here. He says, I could not believe this. Where is this one? Oh, here we go. That's the next paragraph. He says that there were doors in the Beis HaMikdash, but not all the doors could be opened. It says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Vayomer Elai Hashem, Ashar Hazeh Sagur. Yeah. You cannot open this door. Lo Yiftach V'ish Lo Yavavo, Ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael Bo. That's a door that nobody opens. V'ayim Sefer Yecheskel, but look there in the Nevi'im, that door actually opened. Yom Kippur in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer explains how it opened in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Shabbos is how you saw Omdim Sham. We would all stand around that door. V'ro'an hadlasos niftachim e'elehem. They opened themselves up. V'yodim sheba yom ha-Shabbos. And that's it. Shabbos was there. U'mechevan shahayu Omdim Sham v'ro'an hadlasos. You saw a door opened itself. Yodim sheshchinaso shakash baruch hu bo. You knew that something deeper was going on in this base of Elokeinu. Another ma'isa, Mesubra Medrash, Rimei Ezra, if you tell me if you're familiar with any of these things with the nod, Sha'ol mi Baval amdu v'gazra atzman v'hafrish trumos u'maisers. They decided that they were going to be mafish truma and ma'iser in that time. V'kasu takana zu b'sefer, they wrote it down, b'chassimas ha'beistin, with the stamp of the current beistin, v'nichos ha'sefer sagar v'chassim zoch ha'zara, they left that letter in the Beis Hamikdash, Ulumachras, and the next day when they woke up, Matsu Chasum I Beis Din Shalmala. They found the stamp of Beis Din Shalmala on that letter. Shehizkim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imahem. We see these things all over in Shas and Midrashim and things, and we don't put it together of like, this is all going on in the same Beis Elokeinu, which we actually once had, which is what we're trying to develop a feeling for. Two more examples, even though there's many, many in here. Kain Zahaya Gam b'Mizbeach u'Ritzvas HaZara. The Mizbeach and the floor. Shekol Kli Cherson is Bashel Bohem Kodshei Kodshim. If you cooked a very halig thing, Hayu Shovrim Oso Bazara. Mishim Noser B'Liyasan. Then the parts that were absorbed in the Kli could have a din of Noser, and therefore they had to smash them in the Beis HaMikdash. V'Shivrei HaKelim, what happened when they smashed them? Hayu Nivla'im B'Mekomo. They were swallowed up by the floor. So it wasn't be like a garbage dump there. Kach gam morav and otzasa shalos ha'ov, parts of the bird, v'dishna mizbech ha'pnimi, and some of the ashes, menorah shehunach mizach kevesh. All these things got swallowed up by the ground. Ke'en zeh gam anes ha'galo ev'anorah shal omdum tzus m'trachim v'vachim, we say in Pirkei Avos, everyone went in there with mamish stuffed like we've been to, you know, Birchas Konim by the Kozel. Imagine for a second that all of a sudden, the area just expanded. And it says here, when it's Yadur, Hachay Yadalan Amos Bein Kol Echad Ve'echad. There were four Amos between every single person. Shuchalas was Pishud Yadar Maglayim. They would all, hands and feet all the way straight out, like they had plenty of space. V'shalo Yishma Vidu Evitzos Chaveru. So people would not hear their friends' tefillos. Final one, perhaps my favorite. Odom Ruchazal, Yuma Lam Tesam Abez, Lam Manikar Shmoshal Beis Hamikdash Yar. Why is it called a forest? There was a certain growth going on in Beis Hamikdash. Because Amar Rav Hoshia Bishasha Bona Shlomo Beis Hamikdash, Shlomo Melech built the Beis Hamikdash, not a bo komine megadim shel zav. He planted golden trees. Vahayu Motzin Peros Vizmanim, and they would grow fruits. V'lo hayu ha'peres rum le'achila, you couldn't eat them, el ha'peres shel zahav, they were made of gold. U'mahen ha'isa parnasa l'kahuna, and that was a source of income. Could you imagine the Beis HaMidrash? Wouldn't have any shadows of where to work if we had a gold tree growing in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMidrash. Yeah, and then the wind would blow and it'd fall off, and then it says, "Shenichnu so akum," the gayim came in, it dried up all the peres, the farach levanu umo. Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachzira Lanu Shenema Parak Tifrach Kitzer HaMaisa. What was it like in Beis Elokeinu? Unbelievable. It was a meeting Pashut with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everywhere you turned, more examples, Alechem HaPanim were steamy and hot the entire week. Kol Kul Malam and Ateva, from the Mishnah and Avos, which describes the 10 years of a day, to Midrashim and Gemaras and Chazal, all over the place. Answer number one to what are we missing? Everything. Kabbalah's Tfilis. Zeh Shar HaShemayim Shteit in Pasuk. Which says in a lot of the, I think Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Shla both point out that it still is like this, the Shar HaShemayim. My friend said, L'mashal, if you send a package with Federal Express, so it doesn't go from your house to somebody in the next town, it goes to the Federal Express hub in Memphis, and then it gets sent out to where it's supposed to go. So too, he says, by tefillahs. Tefillahs get sent, as we all face the same direction, El Beis Hamikdash Kodesh Kedashim, we're sending tefillos there, and they're getting sent up. I've thought a couple of machshavas about that. But the Shaar HaShamayim, Ad Kedei Kach, they had such an open Shaar HaShamayim. He says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur said a special tefillah because of a very strange thing. Gemara Yumin and Gimel Mabez. Shakar and Gadol Kshayu B'Kodesh HaKadashim B'Yom HaKippurim. The Flaim Lefnim, B'Sok Tefillah Sarkatzar, he's davening about the most important things for the whole year. His Pal Shaloh Yikonis Tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tefillah Overage Rachim. There were Yidden who were headed back to their houses, and they didn't want it to be muddy on the way home. So they were davening, Hashem, please don't make it rain. So it's not muddy. But that would be bad for Klal Yisrael. So the Kohen Gadol had to bavor, and he had to preempt that tefillah of that guy who's strolling. Why? Says Harei Lanu Ad Kama Tefillah Kol Echad Haisim Is Kabelas. Could you imagine how easily somebody's tefillah was accepted in those days? Tefillah Davar Tzibur. Everyone needed the rain, but this guy's going to daven. Hashem's going to look at his Beis Hamikdash Sha'arim Psuchim. Like we say on Tisha B'Av, we leave out parts of the davening because Sha'arim were Sgurim, Sasim Tefilasi. Mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs do we have? We all know. 613. How many are missing now that the Beis HaMikdash is not here?
Didn't you like memorize the...
Okay. Gam b'shar mitzvahs chesed harbi meod. And we talk 248 mitzvahs asay, 365 mitzvahs los asay. The Chavetz Chaim explains that we have 77 mitzvahs asay left and 194 los asay. Harei lanu b'zman hazeh chaserim lanu 171 mitzvahs asay and 171 mitzvahs los asay. 342 of mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach in his belt are impossible to do. Base Elokeinu, Hashras Hashchina, the address of Hashem, Tfilas going straight up and in, and much more of all these mitzvahs. What are we going to do? He said, I'm not sure where this marshal came from. Could you imagine if Lo Aleinu, a hospital, would close down? A tragic thing. Refuas HaGuf. Beis HaMikdash was Refuas HaNefesh in every way. Everything that we had closed down. Perhaps the story that sums it all up, we're zocha to the details. The following classic story told by Rabbi Yosef Scheinberger, the secretary of the Badatz in Yerushalayim, depicts the intimate bond that Yerushalayim shares with its holy inhabitants. In 1920, shortly after England gained control of Palestine from the Turks, Sir Herbert Samuel, an assimilated Jew, was appointed by the English government as High Commissioner of Palestine. One of his first official functions was to pay his respects to the prominent rabbanim in the country. His itinerary therefore included a visitor of Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, who lived in the Old City. I think I may have mentioned this at the Yearning for Yerushalayim Kumsitz last year, but could be some of you may have forgotten. Yosef Chaim lived in a very simple basement apartment, which was not only devoid of luxuries, but even devoid of electricity. Rav Moshe Blau, the administrator for Agudas Yisrael, who was handling the arrangements for the meeting, approached Rav Yosef Chaim and asked if he would be willing to meet the high commissioner in a home other than his own. Rabbi Blau felt that Rav Yosef Chaim's home was not distinguished enough to receive the High Commissioner with the honor due to his office. Rav Yosef Chaim refused, saying that it would be deceptive to let it appear as though I lived somewhere else. Rav Blau backed off slightly, then came up with another suggestion. Perhaps a new table and chairs could be purchased for Rav Yosef Chaim's home to replace the rickety furniture that was currently in his apartment. Rav Yosef Chaim refused again, claiming that this too would be deceitful. Seeing that Rav Yosef Chaim could not be persuaded to make any changes at all, the appointment was made for Wednesday afternoon at midday in the Rav's residence in the Old City. Okay, here we go. On the appointed day, a squad of police accompanied the entourage of the High Commissioner, who was personally escorted by Dr. Moshe Wallach, founder of Shaare Tzedek Hospital in Yerushalayim. Dozens of people followed behind them. The group wound their way through the Old City to the Batei Machse neighborhood and stopped at Rav Yosef Chaim's home. When they arrived, Rav Yosef Chaim, wearing his yomtiv clothes, as a sign of respect, came forward to greet the High Commissioner, the representative of the King of England. Sir Herbert Samuel then descended the many steps to Rav Yosef Chaim's apartment. As he walked into the little abode and glanced around, he asked Rav Yosef Chaim half-chokingly, "You couldn't find a lower apartment?" Probably said, "You couldn't find a lower apartment?" Rav Yosef Chaim turned to the sophisticated gentleman and said, "Please come to the window. I would like to show you something." The two men walked to the window, from which the Kosel HaMaravi was clearly visible in the distance. The courtyard of the Makom HaMikdash lay in ruins, with weeds, grass, and moss growing rampant everywhere. Rav Yosef Chaim pointed to heaven and said, "If he can live like that, I can live like this." Which brings us to the Kli Yakar in Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megale, the end of time, and tell everyone when it's going to be over, this long and hard Golus. But he didn't. Why not? Al Kain, says the Kli Yakar, Sosam v'chosam Hashem ha-keitz ha-achron. Hashem didn't tell us when Beis HaMikdash and Mashiach are coming back. Kidei shebechol dor v'dor yivakshu es b'nei Hashem. So every generation, us and every single one of us, is thinking, we wanted Hashem. That's David Malcolm, David Amel. Yimachakim keitz Yeshua, so tamid. We're always being mechake keitz. It was amazing when I was singing with the first graders this past summer, and I'm doing it again. Liftos mechake keitz Yeshua. So I was thinking, another generation, these first graders, are they going to be the ones to see the kates, or they're just going to be machake kates? They're such a beautiful, like, they're so pure, these kids, you know, they do good and bad, but they don't know the difference yet, so they're, like, totally pure. And we're the machake kates, kasher ba'avoneinu midazu metsuya b'ineinu afilu b'zman she'ena kates. No, they says the problem is, now, even though we don't know when it's coming, in a certain way, we've given up. Mikom makom rabim heim amei ha'aretz. There's people, hamis yashvim ba'artzos ha'amim. They are settling in the lands of other nations. Ubonim lahem batim. They're building houses, sefunim, that are filled v'chashuvim, and they are very significant. Mishal avanim, made of stone. Binyan hakiyum. They're made to last. And for this reason, la'olam einam dorshim es pnei Hashem b'chol lev l'avim l'artzam. They are therefore not beseeching Hashem with every last limb and thing that they have to bring us back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a Rebbe of mine, Rabbi Zucker, said before I left Eretz Yisrael, he says, one of the major challenges in Echutz Ha'aretz is that it's not apparent to you that you're lacking anything. Memela in Yerushalayim, every day at Eish HaTorah, you look, you see that the Beis HaMikdash is not there. The Anshei Yerushalayim, Tikkun Chatzos, they're still sitting on the floor by the Kosel, which Rav Avigdor Miller recommends every day to take a minute to be a little bit connected. Here in Chutz Ha'aretz, we can go, we can go, we can go. Without even thinking about Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, Churban, Mashiach, David HaMelech. So part of what we can gain, the avoda and the roshem, to answer question number one, is the clarity that we have a few days to think clearly. That we ease into it. 3 weeks, we're okay. Now we're thinking about less of the metzias around us and more of the metzias in Eretz Yisrael. 9 days more zoned in, and then finally Tisha B'Av. It's like we can't do anything. We could just have a day of clarity. That's why I felt like. It was an interesting reverse dynamic. I thought that my first Tisha B'Av in Chutz La'aretz after a long time in Eretz Yisrael would be the hardest day, because I'd feel so removed, like I can't be there. And it's so strange, because a friend of mine once described Eretz Yisrael in the 3 weeks, 9 days in Tisha B'Av as such a feeling of Mashiach is mamish coming. It's just like a shtickle uplifting feeling. And here, I felt like there's such a clarity. Like other yomtivs, you know, you go through a sukkahs and a pesach, and the sukkahs program, and the pesach program, and on the Purim program, and everything's one big program, but you're not with the program. You're on somebody else's program. Hashem also made a program. Hashem's program is, you're not in the Beis HaMikdash. So we had we have Tisha B'Av. We have these days to think with clarity. That's one. Two is, how do we walk away begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring it back? Shir Amalos B'Shuv Hashem Eshivas Tzion Hayinu Kechomim. Say it all the time. Hayinu Kechomim, we're going to be as if we were dreamers. We're going to look back and say, that whole galus, my whole stay in America and Chutz Laretz, it was one long bad dream. It was all a dimyon. There was very little that was real about it. Of course, the makom that we're in, we're all sitting in, is going to be transported as Gemara Megillah to Eretz Yisrael. So this is very, very real where we are right now. But come on, everything else is just hayinu kechomim. He makes the Arash Tvashi makes an interesting dimyon. He says a chalom happens when you're sleeping. When you're sleeping, it's 1/60th of Misa. So he extends that to say that life in Galus is like 1/60th of Chaim. Right? And Shabbos, Me'ed Olam Haba is 1/60th of that. Kids is trying to bring out the Nakuda of we only have a little bit of what it's all about. And it doesn't have to be based on far out different, you know, descriptions of Yemos Mashiach that we have no idea what they mean. He says here in the Volatzion Gol, from the Chafetz Chaim's Emunah in Mashiach was more based on Psukim in Tanakh than anything else. And we don't know Tanakh. So if we knew Tanakh, we'd realize that all these lofty things that Allah's love are Psukim in Tanakh. The Medrash says that nowadays is considered like an Erusin. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a few matanas to work with. But in the times of Mashiach, it's going to be like the Nesuin. It's going to be married, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be showering us with gifts and love and closeness. So that's number one, to realize it's going to be such amazing times. We want it so badly. Number two is get ready. Pump up speech. Before Simchas Torah and Rambam this year, I gave a pump up speech, like it's gonna be so great. Get ready. The Gemara Nazir says, person says, "Areini Nazir b'yom shemen davar." If I say I'm gonna be a Nazir when the day that Mashiach is coming, can never drink wine ever. Also, l'shtos yain b'chol hayom shema yavo ba'uso hayom. That day is already the day Mashiach's coming. The Chavetz Chaim came up with this idea, which people maybe joke about or take seriously, whichever one it is. When you're renting an apartment, when you're sending out an invitation, or even I saw in Eretz Yisrael when they were putting up a sign that there's going to be these, you know, little camps to watch the kids on Tisha B'Av, they all said, if Mashiach does not come by then, right? He says, people are worried, like, what if this happens, what if that happens? What if Mashiach comes? You rented your apartment in Chutz Laretz for a year. You have to make a Tanai in your apartment. Like, if Mashiach comes, I'm out of here, you know? And if Tisha B'Av is, I'm not watching your kids on Tisha B'Av, I'm going to be very busy this Tisha B'Av, Mitzvah Shem. And this Bar Mitzvah is taking place, not in Lawrence, New York, spelled, you know, Lamed, Aleph, Reish, whatever, in Yerushalayim. Very easy to spell Yerushalayim on the invitation. The Chavetz Chaim says, we don't talk about it, okay? You know, you hear of a couple people and you think of people talk about it too much, they're a little crazy, but no, we're a little crazy. We don't talk about it enough. The Chavetz Chaim says, why aren't they schmoozing about Mashiach in the streets? It's something to talk about. It's imminent. Learning Kachim. The Chavetz Chaim was very into learning Kachim. There you go. Why he was getting ready. If you learn Maseches Tavin, Maseches Midos, it's like a guided tour of the Beis HaMikdash. Midos tells you exactly how it looks. Maseches Talmud tells you exactly what they did. You can feel like you're sleeping in the room with the Kohanim. You're waking up. You're looking at the sun. You're running. And the Chavetz Chaim himself, I made sure to get a copy of this in the Mir Otzer, his Talmud Muvhak Rav Shlomo Bloch. That's the correct way to say it. Tik im begadav muchanim umizumanim hayalo l'rabba kadosh. The Chavetz Chaim had a suitcase with clothing ready to go le'ez bogal tzedek for when Mashiach comes. Because I always heard it when I was younger. I was like, is this for real? Is this not for real? Talmud Mufak says it. And perhaps even more wild, the Chafetz Chaim, I'm going to read this inside because you might not believe it. Mesapim Shachavitz Chaim Hayim Misamin Beimunim Shonim Hakoshim Vavos HaKarbanos. The Chavitz Chaim would practice for bringing karbanos. What would he do? Haglonim Shayim Avilan HaChavitz Chaim, the wagon drivers who would pick up the Chavitz Chaim, B'masosav HaShonim, different places going, Chavetz Chaim said, please do not stop your wagon when you come to pick me up. When he was getting off, he also said, don't stop for me to get off the wagon. Chavetz Chaim used to jump onto the moving wagon. Vinimuko imo shebator kohen olav, he was a kohen. Lisragel is rizus hajush avodas hakavanis. He says, I need to be a zariz in the base of Mikdash. I got to practice by jumping onto a moving wagon. My zrizus. Kamochen aya misha sipe sho pamach chavetz chaim. Somebody once saw the chavetz chaim. Shumeniach kama argozim. He lined up boxes, ze al gabe ze, one after the other. Ula'achar mikain ruts alayim, is running on top of the boxes. Kedei lilmo lamed es atzmo laruts al gabe kevesham es bech l'chbani besim ekshpim hera. To be ready to run on the thin ramp of Beis HaMikdash. And final idea number three, which you could say is about anything. The best eitzah for anything in Avodas Hashem is tefillah. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So usually that could be a chiddush, because you would never think, like last week we were talking Shmir Sinayim, so to daven to Hashem, to help me with Shmir Sinayim, you may not have realized to do that. But there's nobody, no Yid, who knows a little bit of Lashon Kodesh, who is not already asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when is the end? Masai Timloch B'Tzion, we could go through every single tefillah, benching, brachos, the works. But aside from the obvious places, I think maybe we could take two places that we may not have thought about. When I was by Rav Tzvi Meyer for Tisha B'Av, and I always feel we're like going somewhere for Tisha B'Av, like chapping around. It's not supposed to be that type of day, but now maybe we realize Tisha B'Av is a day to chap around with clarity and with Tzapir Yeshua. To answer the question in the Gemara Shabbos, were you Mitzav for Yeshua? I could not believe the amount of time that it took Rav Tzvi Meyer to say Kaddish and how much he was crying. Because Kaddish, every Kaddish, Yizgadal, Yizgadash, Shemei Rabbah. Hashem, make your name great in the world. The Malchus of Hashem. This is all about rebuilding Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach coming. That's the entire Kaddish. And he was, every single word, as if like, the entire Tisha B'Av is about Kaddish. It's, the whole experience could be done in one Kaddish. So, from this point on, from Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, or a little bit before, until then, every single Kaddish is Kodesh Kadashim. And Rosh Chabur and Mir mentioned that Alkei Nekava Lecha. At the end, in the end of davening, we're barely left and we may have rushed to many, many parts. Slow down a second. Liros Mehera B'Sefer Suzecha Kodesh Baruch. We want to see the beauty of your strength in the world. L'Sakin Olam B'Malchus Shakai. So since this may be probably is our last Chabura, unless Dani, Shkarech to Dani, is very l'shem Shemayim. He did it even though he wasn't able to make it. So we should hopefully gain from this coming to Kufa not the silly things that we did when we were younger, or even the serious things that we started doing when we were older, but the clarity of what we were missing and the yearning, the begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, it's time. And in the schus of the clarity and in the schus of the begging, this Tisha B'Av will be dancing in the Heilige Beis HaMikdash. Herev Imenu.
Amen.
Ours?
And Chavetz Chaim said that that davening for Mashiach includes everything else. People have kavana for Shema Kolenu, but everyone rushes through by Gilu Shalayim. He says when you daven for Mashiach, you're including all the refu, you're including everything else. Oh. It's like that's the ultimate feel you can have. Everything else included, all the Yeshua.
Tell you, there's so many things to say. Like that, I just stop here. But this was from last year's Kumsitz. Tried to do all different Mar Makomos so that it would this is from a couple of years ago in my in-laws bungalow. And then there's pages and pages and pages. This is your Zecha.
Amen.
God, boys.